Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller, along with Brianna Smith, seniors at Fairfield Christian Academy. Our special guest today is Bella Adair, also a senior at FCA.
Welcome, Bella.
Hi.
So how long have you attended FCA?
Well, this is my fourth year at FCA, and I transferred from Logan. So.
Awesome. Is there any, do you like FCA better than Logan, or do you think that it was a good switch for you?
Yeah, I like FCA better than Logan, mainly because it's a smaller school, so we get paid more attention, and I've grown closer with the few classmates that I have.
So, like, what programs or sports are you involved in?
I'm in cheer. This is my second year of cheering, and I'm also in track, and I throw, so that'll be also my second year.
Yeah, I was awesome. I love being on the cheer team with you, and you definitely made it a lot more fun to be on the team with you. So, do you work anywhere? Like, what other things like do you like to do in your free time?
I work at Chipotle. I've worked there for a little over a year now, and that's mainly what I do in my free time. Other than that, I do cheer and track, and then I go to school.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about your senior project.
Okay, so my senior project involves the homeless. I've been helping with Mount Carmel search team, and we go and we take care of the homeless at different homeless shelters, and we help feed them, and we see how they're doing medically. So if any of them are sick, we'll go and take them to the nurse practitioners that they have on the team, and they'll take care of them in any way that they can. They also have different teams that help with their insurance, and so some of them might not have any because they have nothing except maybe the clothes on their back. So what we make sure that we can provide them with anything that they might not have, such as the insurance or clothes or any type of blankets or food or anything that they don't have since they're out in the cold.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're able to help people. So where did you get this idea? Did you come up with this like on your own?
Mrs. Barnabas and Kiggy Roth have been involved with Steve Roth, who is my representative who's helping me do it. He has guided me. He set me up with Mount Carmel Search Team, and we went to the different shelters together. He's also in charge of all of, like, the nurse teams and stuff, so he helps direct them in their area. So, yeah.
So those are the people who are helping you, or is it also, like, an organization on top of that?
Mount Carmel itself has an organization, so they have the different teams, and they've been doing that for years, but Steve's the one who helped set it up with me, and he's brought it to FCA a little bit.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Did anybody else have the senior project last year, or did you?
I don't think so.
So you came up with it?
I didn't come up with it, but I heard of the idea and asked if I could join, and they were happy to have a volunteer.
That's awesome. So have you always had a passion for serving those less fortunate?
Yeah, I've actually been doing that since we were in middle school. My stepmom used to take me to the homeless shelter in Lancaster, and we would serve to them and give them devotions. And I've always, like, donated my clothes to Goodwill or anything like that, anything to help those in need.
That's awesome. I know here at FCA, we go to Echoing Hills and have service projects, and each quarter we have to serve a certain amount of time. So do you think that this has, do you think the Echoing Hills has also
grown your passion for working with the less fortunate?
Echoing Hills, yeah. I think Echoing Hills helped guide me into being more focused on those who are less fortunate. It's also opened my eyes to volunteer work, and I've been more open to it since then.
Awesome. I think I agree. Echoing Hills was an awesome experience for everyone here.
Yeah.
So speaking of volunteer work, do you have any interest in going into a field of social work, like in college or anything like that?
No, I actually want to go to school for cosmetology, but I was talking to those who are on Mount Carmel search team, and I was talking to Steve himself, and they actually have a cosmetologist come every year, and they offer free haircuts for those who are homeless. So next year, my plan to kind of tie that in and continue to go on with my senior project and just kind of view over their work and watch what they do, just like I have been, and maybe even do free haircuts next year for those who can't afford it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're able to continue your senior project, because a lot of people just think of it as like a final project, and then after that, like,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, they have a date.
But that's great that you're able to continue it.
Would you ever be interested in something like a mission trip or going somewhere to help the less fortunate?
Yeah, so this summer we're going to Hawaii for our senior trip for 2 weeks, and so I can't wait to help those who are in need with, like, the poverty and stuff, so.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I heard it's, like, the best trip.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I'd be happy to go on a missions trip eventually. I've been offered one to Africa, so I'm considering that for maybe over the summer this year.
That's cool.
That's awesome. I've always wanted to go on a mission trip.
Yeah,
too.
I can't wait.
So do you have any previous experience in this field? I know you said a little bit with your stepmom taking you, but, like, other than that, do you have any other experience?
Let me think about that. I have helped those in need, and Logan, when, you know, you see anyone on the street, a dollar can help. I've talked to many people, and I've even set up a job for one of the homeless people that I met at one of the shelters a couple years ago. I saw him a year after we had met, and I got him a job at Victoria's Secret, and he, like, helped unload boxes and stuff like that, so now he's doing well, and he didn't have any family before that, and so now he has a friend, and that's me, and so.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you've obviously said a few things that you do to help the less fortunate, but can you, like, name a few more things that you would like to do to help, like donating your clothes or...
Well, like I said, anything, any type of help, will help them because, like I said, most of them only have the food, like, the clothes on their back. But even if you're worried about, you know, giving a dollar away on the streets or anything like that, you could even, you know, donate clothes or go and actually give them, you know, food while they're on the street so you know exactly what they're getting and it's something that, it's like a necessity that they need rather than maybe you were worried about your money going to drugs or something. So I always actually give them things that I know they'll need eventually. And so that's nice because I still am helping them and I know that it's going for a good cause.
So, like, what things do you do to help, like, at the camps that you go to or, like, the homeless shelters, I should say? Like, when you're with... the Roths?
So, for example, we can do different things. I'm obviously not trained to as a nurse practitioner, and I can't do, like, take their blood or anything like that, but what I can do is I can help hold, you know, any items that they're bringing to the homeless people because they are dealing with, you know, 100 people a day, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the very first day that I went on my senior trip, project, what we did was we went to different camps. So many of them are just in a tent, and there's multiple tents, so they call them the campgrounds. And they're, you know, in like some type of park or something, you can just walk back and you're gonna find multiple homeless people, and it's freezing and it stinks and they don't have a bathroom or anything. But what I can do is I can hold, you know, maybe we brought blankets or something different for them to have while they're in their tents, so I can give that to them. We just talk to them, we see how they're doing. So, for example, last time, one of the girls, actually, we gave her a pregnancy test because she, thought that, I mean, she was pregnant for her third kid, and she's only 18 years old. So, we had to, you know, talk to her and counsel her a little bit because she obviously wasn't dealing with it very well, only being 18 and having her third baby. So we helped her with that. We provided blankets for them, and one of them, lost their shoes, so we had a pair of boots, so I was able to give that to them. We also were able to meet multiple different people who needed, you know, something to drink, or some of them were complaining. I met someone who actually had stitches in their hand, and their hand was, like, blue because it was so cold outside. So one of the nurses had to remove that and help them with that. So different things like that. I just get to observe and see how they're making such a great impact on their lives. Many of them have told me that they, you know, overcame a drug addiction or have lost their children but are getting them back and are doing a lot better than they were in their previous years. So it's nice to see that I can see someone who's in such an unfortunate situation but getting better. And I've listened to a lot of the things they said, and a lot of them are really grateful for, you know, even the small things. So mm-hmm. It's taught me to be a lot more appreciative of things that in my life, and it's made it a lot.
That's awesome. Because even you do the small things like holding the blankets or just yeah. being there to help, and even knowing that you're there to help is great for them. So was this a challenge for you? Did this, like, process come easily?
So having some experience before, it made things a lot easier for me because I knew exactly what I was getting into before I even went to the camps. So at least I was ready for that, and it wasn't such a huge surprise when I saw many homeless people and struggling, and so that made it a lot better for me.
Okay, so do you see that there's, like, more of a need for more volunteers?
Oh, yeah. Any, like I said from the beginning, any help matters because there are so many homeless people and there are only so many people on the, you know, teams trying to help them out, and it's definitely difficult. They spend hours and they can only help, you know, so many people because the shelters close down at a certain time, and it's not easy for the homeless people to even make it, you know, to the shelters because they have no transportation as it is. So definitely, you know, we are providing the rides, but not only that, all the items too, so any type of help matters.
So if you were to want to help, how would you go about, like, getting involved?
Getting involved? Well, I would call the different homeless shelters. You know, anyone of them would be happy to have any type of help that they can get.
So how did you see God move through your senior project?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen God move through my project a lot. So the very first day, one of the ladies had a really hard time because she couldn't find her stuffed animal. And in the beginning, she was really distraught and, like, just crying and didn't think anything could get better. But by the end, I actually quoted what she said. She said, "I can persevere through God because he's always going to provide me with what I need." So
that's awesome. Aww. So you definitely feel like this was life-changing for you?
Yeah, for sure. I love that I can see God move through these people and being able to help provide for them because I've been able to help, and I've seen so many different things come my way like throughout this project, and just seeing them be able to be appreciative of the small things has taught me to do that too.
That's awesome. So it's definitely also like a testimony not only to you, but like something that you can share with other people to like spread God's word. Well, it was awesome having you today, Bella.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
So to all of our listeners, me and Brianna wanted to just say thank you to all the alumni who came to our event and helped us make our senior project very successful. So thank you for listening today, and thank you, Bella, for joining us on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Brianna Smith.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.